How many of you are tired tonight?
今天晚上有谁已经感觉到很疲倦了？
That wasn't as many as I thought. That's good. That's good. How many of you got one foot out the door?
没有我想象的多。有没有人谁已经一脚出了门了？
Okay, that's nobody. That's even better.
还好，还好。
If you're tired, wake up.
如果你疲倦的话，现在起来，醒起来。
If you got one foot out the door, bring it back in.
如果你一脚已经出了门了，把那脚收回来。
This is the last session.
因为这是特会的最后一堂聚会。
But God's not finished yet.
因为神还没有完成他的工作。
And I trust that tonight when we leave, we can say, oh, it was good to be back again in the house of the Lord.
我希望这一堂结束以后，我们会说能够回到神的家真好。
I have to thank you all for your...love, your kindness, your generosity. It's just so much that you've given and continue to give, and it's so much appreciated.
Oh, 我真的要向大家感谢你们对我的恩慈、对我的爱、对我的关心，这一切的一切，谢谢大家。
If you were to ask me, I would say that the nicest people in the world, besides those in New York, live in California.
如果你要问我的话，我会说，除了纽约以外，在加州最好的人就在这里。
But then again, I don't know too many people in California.
但是我其实不认识加州很多人。
But the ones that I do know, you're great. Thank you so much.
我在加州认识的朋友都非常的好。
It's been an exciting day. It's an exciting weekend to hear what God is doing and is continuing to do and will yet do for SVCA.
所以这是一个充满了兴奋的周末。我可以看见神在这里工作，还有神将要做的事。
This morning when we were looking at the video and going back and seeing the pictures from yesteryear,
今天早晨当我们看见视频看见神过去的工作
I couldn't help but think of my long journey with you all
我也不禁想到我这一路跟着你们走过来的路程经历
I go back to Orange Avenue
当我们教会还在 Orange Avenue 聚会的时候 Brother Ernie 就来了
How many of you remember Orange Avenue in Cupertino?
有谁记得 okay, 在 Cupertino Orange Avenue 的时候我们聚会的时候
That's a few of you
and, 我们少数的人还记得
Then of course it was in this building that I remember when Brother Yu took me here before you had the property
我还记得在我们还没有买下这个会所以前云牧师带我来参观这个地方
I think he went into the mailbox and got the key or something andWe walked around, and the buildings were just empty office buildings at the time.
当时我们走，我们在这个地方走，这还是一个那个职场的一个办公室大楼。
You hadn't yet gotten anything.
我们都还没有买下来。
But as we walked around, I thought, "Wow, this is great. It's enormous. It's beautiful."
我走在这个地方的时候，我说这里真大，而且很漂亮。
To think that in the middle of the Silicon Valley, there's going to be a church.
就只是想到说，在矽谷的心脏地带有一个教会。
And so over the years, it's been a joy to come year after year for a number of years, not only to this church, but to where the retreats have been.
这么多年来，我每一年一年一年的回来，不止在这个地方，还有我们以前在外面退休会也他。
To join together and worship the Lord.
我们一起在一起，敬拜主。
I like to come. I would come if I just had the opportunity to sit there. This row's empty now, but to sit there and just to listen to you sing.
其实我就是很喜欢回来。我即使回来呢，就坐在这里听大家唱歌，我都很高兴。
It's a real thrill.
因为这真的是很好。
And a joy.
是我的极大的喜乐。而且是一个祝福。
I said to somebody back home. I said, you know what it's like to sit.Right there in the front, and to hear hundreds of people around you all singing with all their hearts.
我回去在我的教会里就跟大家说，你能够想象我坐在前面的中间，听几百个人在这里唱诗赞美神。
And then I said, "Could you imagine what heaven's going to be like?"
我就跟他们说，你能够想象当我们在天家的时候是什么样子
？Not only will be there, but there'll be a lot of others with us.
不单我们在那里，还有很多很多的
圣徒。All surrounding the throne, singing to the Lamb that had been slain, and giving him glory and honor and blessing forever and forever and forever.
我们将与众圣徒一起围绕在羔羊的宝座，那个被杀的羔羊的宝座前，敬拜他，歌颂他，直到永永远远。
But I just have one request.
我只是有一个要求。
It's kind of, you know, you ever have a bucket list? Maybe you have a bucket list of things you want to do before.Your life is over.
那个，通常我有一个需要，就是好像当我们在人生结束的时候，总是会有一个还没有完成的一个清单。
I heard said this morning that the building across the way is only going to be finished March, April of 2026. Is that right?
今天早晨我听说，这个伯特利大堂大概在三月到四月，2026年。
And so my request, my bucket list request is, could you move the date up?
我的要求呢是，你可不可以把那个日期提早一点
？Because I want to be there in the new building.
因为我希望能够在这个新的新堂聚会。
And the sooner you get to it, the better it'll be for me.
对我来说，越早建好越好。
But as I stood there this morning and I thought of being in here and I thought, wow, what's it going to sound like when we sing?
当我早晨站在那个地方的时候，我就在想象，如果我们大家一起唱诗的时候，那个情景会是怎么样的？
But better than that is all the people that God is going to bring in.
还更好的就是能够想象一下，还有一些新的弟兄姐妹，神要把他带来。
The souls that are going to be saved.
还有这么多的灵魂将要得救。
That are going to be ready for the city of God and become incorporated into the bride of Christ.
他们会成为一起成为圣城的一部分，成为基督的教会，还有羔羊的心腹。
But that's a job that we all have. We all have to take a part in that.
这是我们每一个人都需要参与的事工。
I think there are probably some people that would prefer just to stay right here. This is great.
或许有些人我们当中想说，现在聚会就已经很好啦，我们就留在这儿就好了。
I'll just stay here a long time. Let's not ever go.
我们就坐在这里就很好了。
Let's just like preach for hours. Let's have 12 meetings a day.
然后我们在这里多好，我们就一直聚会，一直聚会，一天十二场聚会。
Well, maybe not 12.
可能没办法十二场。
But you know, our real work is.Not only in here, it's out there.
但是我神要我们做的工不是只是在这里，而是在外头。
I think of when Jesus was on Mount Transfiguration, and the disciples that were with him, Peter, James, and John, when they saw what was happening.
当耶稣在变化山上的时候，他的门徒雅各、彼得、约翰，他们看见了发生的事。
Peter thought it would be a good idea to stay there. Let's build some houses up here. Let's live here.
彼得呢就说，让我们在这里来搭三座棚，我们在这里真好。
Must be nice. I think it would be nice to live there too.
我想能够在那里真的是很好。
You know, we have a place in New York we call a Pilgrim Camp, and some people think that that's Mount Transfiguration.
在纽约呢，我们有一个营地叫 Pilgrim Camp， 大家都觉得在那里的感觉好像就在变化山上。
You here out in California think SVCA is Mount Transfiguration.
在加州呢，这个 SVCA 就好像在变化山上一样。
Let's just stay here. It's so nice here. God is here. His glory is here. His presence is here.
让我们就留在这里，因为神在这里，神的荣耀在这里。
But Jesus didn't want to stay there.
但是神不要我们就留在那里。
He didn't want any houses built up there.
神也不希望耶稣也不希望在变化山上盖房子。
He wanted to come down from the mount because he had work to do.
他希望能够下山，因为在山下还有工作要做。
And as soon as he got down there, there was a man with a demon-possessed son.
因为当他一下山的时候，在山下他就看见了一个被鬼附的人。
Went on from there, and there were other people that were in need, in great need.
然后继续的走，就一大堆的有需要的人在那里等着。
Mr. David prayed before, Lord, help our hearts to beat with that which or feel with that which your heart beats with.
就像我们的祷告主啊，让我们的心能够感受你所感受的，让我们有你的心。
Souls for which Christ died.
为着那些灵魂，这些灵魂，耶稣已经为他们死了。
And part of that work is entrusted to us.
但是呢，神却把这个托付给我们。
In Acts chapter 2, when the Holy Spirit came and there were 120 of them in the upper room.
在五旬节的时候，在小楼上有120个门徒。
And that too must have been a tremendous experience for them.
对他们来说是一个何等奇妙的经历。
I mean, they didn't even know what they were there for at the beginning. They were there to seek for the Holy Spirit. They didn't know what that was. But when the Holy Spirit came, they knew what he was.
当他们在那里聚集的时候，其实他们不知道在等什么。他们知道在等圣灵，但是他们也不知道圣灵是什么。
The wind blew, the tongues of fire sat on them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
突然这个大风响起，然后圣灵如火蛇一样降在他们的头上。
And they all praised and glorified God.
他们就一起的唱诗赞美神。
I can almost hear them now saying, "Let it be today."
我几乎可以听见他们就在唱这首诗歌。
But then they spilled out to the streets.
然后呢，他们就到了街上去了。
It was so much nicer up there in that upper room. I don't think, well, according to the Bible, we don't read that they ever went back to the upper room.
但是圣经上没有说，可能他们就再也没有回到小楼上去了。
And as they got out to the streets, they found people from all over the place who didn't know anything about Jesus.
然后他们到了街上，发现世界各地来的人都不认识耶稣基督。
Maybe they knew he was a man. He said he was crucified. Who knows what happened? They didn't really know he was Christ, the Son of the Living God.
他们或许听说耶稣这个人，可能他已经被钉在十字架上了，但是他们不知道他就是耶稣基督，就是神的儿子。
And every one of those 120 started to tell others around them.
所以这120个人呢，就到处的去宣扬，告诉他们耶稣是谁。
They spoke the wonderful works of the Lord.
他们就宣扬耶稣基督所做奇妙的事工。
And there's going to come a time, and it's for some of us going to be tomorrow, when we're going to leave this place.
所以对我们很多的人来说，可能今天或是明天，我们就要离开这里。
Some of you are going back to different places in California or.To the East Coast, or maybe some of you are going all the way up into Canada. Wherever we're going away from here. We're coming down from the upper room.
所以不管我们要回去哪里，加州的其他地方，东岸加拿大，但是我们要离开这个小楼。
We come together on the Mount Transfiguration, or in the upper room, or wherever it is that we gather together, so that we can be fed and be filled and be strengthened and be quickened.So that we can get out and do the work that we're called to do.
是的，有的时候神把我们带到小楼上，或是带到变化山上，所以我们可以在这里得喂养，重新得力。
If you have a Bible tonight, I'd like you to turn with me to Titus chapter 2.
我们一起来看提多书第二章。
In the 11th verse.
十一节。
It says, "The grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men."It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly pleasures and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age.
因为神救众人的恩典已经显明出来，教训我们除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲，在今世自守公义，敬虔度日。
So God's grace came to us, came to you one day.
是的，有一天神的救恩临到了你，临到了我。
By grace we're saved through faith, not of ourselves, it's the gift of God.
我们得救是本乎恩，这不在于我们所做的，而是出于神。
And that grace of God has begun to teach us to say no to ungodliness and to worldly lusts.
然后神的恩典呢，就要教训我们除去一切不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲。
The grace of God leads us to get rid of the grave clothes that we talked about last night.
神的恩典呢，也教导我们要弃绝这一些的裹尸布，就像我们昨天晚上说的。
And it also teaches us how to live godly, soberly, righteous lives, right in the middle of Silicon Valley.
神的恩典呢，也要教导我们如何在今世自守公义，敬虔度日，在细谷的心脏地中间如何度日。
Right in the midst of the crooked, perverse generation.
就在这个弯曲悖谬的时代。
He goes on and he says, while we're waiting for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ.
然后他继续说，等候所盼望的福，并等候至大的神和我们的救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。
So the two epiphanies of Christ are mentioned here. He has appeared to all men and he will one day appear.And we're waiting for that blessed day.
是的，在这里呢，他说到耶稣基督的恩典已经临到，但是有一天呢，他还要再显现荣耀的显现。
He gave himself to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own.
他为我们舍了自己，要赎我们脱离一切的罪恶，又洁净我们，特作自己的子民，热心为善。
That's Zion City.
这就是
这个神。That's the bride of Christ.
这就是神的城，这就是心腹。
That's the church that he purchased with his own blood.
这就是他的教会，是用他的血所买赎的。
We are a people that are his very own.
他是我们是他特别的自己属他自己的子民。然后他就说。
Eager to do what is good.
然后就说你们要热心为善。
Some translations will render that zealous of good works.
或是说我们要热心的、热诚的去做善事。
We are a people that were dead, now we're alive. We are a people that are now putting on the Lord Jesus Christ, and we are a people that are going out into the highways and byways and bringing others in.
我们是原来死在过犯罪恶之中的，现在活过来，而且我们身上有披戴了耶稣基督，我们要到外面去赢回这些失落的灵魂。
And there's something else that marks us that the Bible mentions here. We are a people that are filled with a zeal in doing what it is that we're doing.
另外呢，我们身上有一个记号，有一个特征，就圣经上说我们有这个热心为善。
There are many people in the city of God.
因为在神的城里面有许多的百姓。
They're not very zealous. They're not very eager to do anything.
但是有些人呢，他们却不是很热心的想要做任何事情。
They're eager to be in the city of God because that's how you get to heaven.
他们有这个热心想要进入神的城，因为这样子才可以上天堂。
He has foreordained good works for us to do.
但是他事先已经预备好了要我们去做的善。
We're not all the same, and your works are different than mine, and where you do them may be different than where I do them, but we're all eager or zealous to accomplish something for the kingdom of God.
神要给我们每一个人要做的事都不一样，你要做的跟我要做的不一样，但是神都为我们预备了，要我们为这个神的国而做事。
One thing, and it's no matter where I go, I find that marks the people of God, many of them are filled with this zeal.
但是不管我到哪里，我都可以看到圣徒们他们身上有一个记号，就是他们有这个热忱，他们有这个热心要为主。
Just the way we've sung and worshiped tonight together.
就像我们今天晚上我们一起来敬拜神。
There are some of you that were on your feet.
有些人呢，我们站起来。
Some of you were doing this.
有些人举起手来。
Some of you had the two hands going on.
有些人两个手都举起来。
And there were even a couple like this going on.
或是两个手都摇摆。
Why are you doing? Why are we doing all that? What's that about?
为什么我们要做这些动作？
Well, there's something that rises up within us. There's a exuberance, a joy, whatever you want to call it, maybe a zeal.
因为在我们里面就是有这个说不出来涌上来的，可能是一个喜乐，也可能就是一个热情。
And when you sing with all your heart because it's from your heart.
当我们唱的时候，我们是用我们的心来唱的，因为那些是我们从心里涌出来的。
And then there are those others.
当然还有一些其他的人。
Let it be today.
一边唱一边打瞌睡。
Sing the song of heaven.
一边唱一边打瞌睡。
So excited. We know Jesus. We had to go to church all weekend. We were in church. It was wonderful.
对啊，我认识耶稣。我这一整个周末我到教会了，真的是很好。
We had such a wonderful time. And you know what I'd like to do? You can have what I have. So why don't you come with me and you can just be like me?
你知道到教会很好。你希不希望得着我所得着的？跟我一起来教会吧。
Be like you. I don't want to be like you at all. I'd rather be like me and I'm miserable.
别人会说我才不要像你，你这么可怜相。
You know, there's a joy that comes from within. There's a zeal that comes from inside of us. And it marks God's people and they're eager to do what God wants them to do. They're not just doing what he wants them to do. They're eager to do it. They're doing it with zeal.
但是神的百姓呢，心中应该有一个这样子的一个记号，就是他们有这个热情，有这个热心。他们不单只是做他们该做的事情，而是里头有这一把火，一个热情。
In Romans chapter 12, just one verse, I believe it's the 11th verse. In Romans 12, he says, "Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer, share with God's people who are in need, practice hospitality, bless those who persecute you, and on and on and on and on, and be able to overcome evil with good. And we cleave to that which is, we hate what is evil, we cleave to that which is good, and we are never, verse 11, never lack in zeal.
在罗马书第十二章他从那边、就讲到有很多但是第十一节他就说殷勤不可懒惰要心里火热常常服侍主
So whatever we're doing and however we're doing it never be lacking in zeal
但是所以不管我们做什么我们都不可以失去那份火热
I was in a meeting a lot of years ago and I guess I had just started the ministry so I was probably in my 20s, early 20s
当我还年轻刚刚开始出来服侍主的时候大概二十多岁的时候
There was a guest pastor that had come through New York. He wasn't part of our fellowship at all, but he was a friend of the senior pastor. And so he stopped in and he preached one meeting for us.
有一个、我们的外请的讲员他是我们牧师的朋友、不通常不在我们中间那他就路过我们的教会就跟我们传讲了一篇信息
I never forgot what he said.
我一直都没有忘记他说的话。
I didn't write it down in a notebook, but I wrote it down in my mind.
我虽然没有记下笔记，但是我记在我的脑海。
And unlike our brother, I just didn't write down his jokes.
当然不像、Jeff 弟兄，我没有写下他的笑话。
But he talked to us about zeal.
但是他跟我们谈这个热忱。
And he mentioned how zeal is part of what Christ does for us when he fills us with his spirit.
他说到、当耶稣把那个圣灵充满在我们里面的时候我们就会有这份热情
Yes, they proclaim the word of God with boldness
是的我们要勇敢地去宣讲主的话
Yes, they got out of the upper room and they went to the highways and byways to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria and then the uttermost parts of the earth
是的他们从小楼上下来他们到处去宣讲福音从犹大全地撒玛利亚直到地极为主做见证
But wherever they went and whatever they faced they were never lacking in zeal.
但是不管他们到哪里，他们做什么事，他们一直都没有失去的，就是那一份热忱。
Charles Spurgeon said that zeal is the natural response of the soul, when the Holy Spirit is working in them.
施布珍他就说过，这个热情呢，热忱就是当圣灵充满我们以后，我们会有一个自然的反应。
The natural response, just the way it goes.
这就是一个自然的反应就会有的
There, Paul put it like this He said the love of Christ just constrains me and compels me
就像保罗说基督的爱就是在里面激励我们在里面强迫我们
It's not that I can't help it It's not that I have to do it But it's that I can't help but doing it
不是说哎呀我必须这么做而是说我不能不做
Another preacher of yesteryear His name was J.C. Ryle said thatZeal is a burning desire to please God.
另外一个传道人呢，他就说，哦，这个热忱呢，就是我们心里有一个强烈的愿望，我们要来讨神的喜悦。
To do His will and to advance His glory.
能够行他的旨意，增进神的国。
It is not natural or innate, but it is put there by the Holy Spirit.
这不是我们天然就有的而是圣灵坐在我们里面的
A zealous person is a person of one thing and that one thing is to please God
一个有热忱的人呢他总是会专注一件事情这一件事情就是要讨神的喜悦
If you turn with me to John chapter 2 I'd like to read from there for a moment
我们来看约翰福音第二章
Story about Jesus
在这里我们看到耶稣
In verse 12 it says he went down to Capernaum with his mother and his brothers and the disciples and there they stayed for a few days.
第十二节说这事以后呢耶稣就跟他的母亲弟兄和门徒都下到加百农在那里住了不多几日
When it was almost time for the Jewish Passover Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple courts he found men selling cattle, sheep, doves and others that were sitting at the tables exchanging money.
然后呢在 犹太人的逾越节近了耶稣就上耶路撒冷去看见店里有卖牛羊鸽子的并有兑换银钱的
Now that temple was God's dwelling place
但是神的殿呢应该是神居住的所在
That was where he wanted to meet with people
因为他要与他的百姓同在。
And Jesus goes into that place and he sees buying and selling and money changers, and so he makes a whip out of cords and he drove them from the temple area, both the sheep and the cattle, and he scattered the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables.
但是当耶稣进到圣殿里呢，他所看见的呢，却是有卖牛羊鸽子的，并有兑换银钱的人坐在那里。耶稣就拿绳子做成了鞭子，把牛羊都赶出殿去，倒出兑换银钱之人的银钱，推翻他们的桌子。
To those who sold doves, he said, "Get out of here! How dare you turn my father's house into a market?"
哦、又对卖鸽子的人说，把这些东西拿去，不要将我父的殿当作买卖的地方。
Here's this supposed to be city of God, a place of God's dwelling, a place where we can meet with him.
这里应该就是神的城，在神的居住的所在，在那里人应该遇见神的地方。
And it wasn't that at all.
但是事实上不是这样的。
They had desecrated that place.
他们已经把这里污秽了。
And before we go on,We're not only talking about an outside building. We're not only talking about this church building, the one across the hall, or the one that you attend back home.
我们现在在讲的还不是这个外面的这个建筑物，不是这个这个聚会厅，或是对面的那个聚会厅。
All of those places where we come together to meet as the Church of Jesus Christ are places where we expect to see the glory of God and experience a meeting with Him.
不管我们在哪里聚会，我们聚会的地方，当我们聚集的时候，我们就是盼望神的同在来到我们当中。
But our bodies are also a temple of the Holy Spirit.
而且我们的身体也同样是圣灵的殿。
He wants to live inside of your body before he lives inside of the church.
所以神呢，希望他先能够住在我们的身体里面，然后住在教会里面。
We know that he wants to clean the thing out.
所以他希望把一些的东西能够清干净。
These bodies are places where we meet God in. He comes and he dwells not in temples made with hands, but he dwells first of all in our temple, in our lives, in our hearts.
那神希望能够住在我们里面，这个是神的殿，这不是人手所造的殿，这是神的灵住在我们。
As we, as the individual temples of God, come together as the church and the bride of Jesus Christ, where there the glory of God is manifested also.
当神的灵住在我们里面，我们每一个神的殿都充满了圣灵，我们聚在一起的时候，神的荣耀就在我们当中。
And if something's not right in your temple, or if something's not right in his church, he's not satisfied or pleased.
所以当你这个神的殿有问题的时候，或是我们这个教会神的殿有问题的时候，他的心就不能满足。
It's supposed to be gloriouswithout spot or wrinkle or without any such thing.
因为神的殿应该是充满了荣耀，没有皱纹斑点等类的污点。
And so when Jesus walked into the place back in the day, he saw what was going on and it bothered him.
所以当耶稣他进了圣殿，他看见了这样子的情形，他心里是很愤怒的。
He was just compelled to do something about it.
所以他就不能不做一些事情。
He couldn't just walk in and say, "Ah, okay, that's the way they do it," and go out again.
他没有办法，就看见了，就说走开了，算了，他们就这么样子。
He took that whip and he started to overturn the tables and drive out the animals, and everybody was running after the little coins that were rolling down the block.
所以他就拿绳子做成了鞭子，他把他们的桌子推翻了，把他们的那个银钱都撒在地上了。
And when the disciples saw all that was going on.
那当时呢，门徒们就看见了这些。
When they saw Jesus' reaction,
他们看见了耶稣的反应。
I guess to define what it was that they were looking at,
那当时他们在看着。
They remembered a scripture verse.
他们想起了一节经文。
And it's recorded here in that 17th verse, quoted from the Old Testament, "Zeal for your house will consume me."
所以十七节，他的门徒呢就想起了经上记着说：“我为你的殿心里焦急，如同火烧。”
And the way that it affected Jesus was he got to work, he got busy.
所以呢，因为耶稣的这个反应呢，他就要做一点事情，他就开始忙了。
To cleanse the temple.
他就来洁净圣殿。
To cleanse what was desecrated.
因为 这些事情呢，让圣殿不再成为圣洁了。
And that same zeal,
那这样的火热
the same zeal that he was consumed with.
因为他心里焦急这个火热
Some of that zeal has to get into your bones and my heart.
那这些这样子的火热呢也必须进入你我的心中
and it has to begin to eat us up.
并且在我们里面焚烧
It's an old expression, and I think though we understand what that means.
那我们都能够明白这个意思。
You ever have anything ever eat you up?
那你是不是你曾有曾经有过什么事
I mean,
让你的心里
you,
心里是燃烧的呢
？You just can't sit still, and you just can't rest because this is eating away at you.
你曾经有过这样子的经历吗？就是你心里就是被这个事情抓住，你就不能吃，不能做。
Well, maybe those kind of things should stop eating us up.
或许
those kind of things should stop eating us up, and it should be replaced by a zeal that eats us.
或许呢，我们所焦虑、所被我们的心抓住的一些东西呢，我们应该放下，而被神的心来充满
a zeal for the kingdom of God, a zeal for the word of God, a zeal for the glory of God, a zeal for the temple and city of God to be built and he being made a praise in all the earth.
让我们的心被其他的火热来充满，为神的火热、神的话的火热、神的圣殿的火热、神的国度的火热。
And Jesus looks for that.
因为耶稣正在寻找那样。
It says in Revelation, you have those letters that were written to the seven churches, and one of the churches got a letter, the church at Laodicea, and it started out pretty good.
就像在启示录里面，圣灵对很多的教会讲话。
It's interesting that he sees some good stuff.
的确，圣灵也看见了一些教会有一些的长处。
I like the way you did this, and I like this, and this is better than it was. And he goes on, and he gives commendations to the church, and then he gets around to say, but there's something I got to get after you about.
圣灵呢就在这里对众教会说话，他会说，我喜欢你做这件事情，我需要纠正你。然后他就会说，但是。
And in that church, it was their lukewarmness.
他看见了有一个教会，它里面呢是不冷不热的情况。
Unconcerned about the building up of the kingdom of God.
因为他们可能对于建立神的国度没有什么关切。
They didn't need that. They didn't think.
他们可能觉得不需要。
They were okay. They thought.
他们觉得他们现在的光景还可以。
They were doing really well. They thought.
他们觉得他们还不错。
They thought they were rich and increased with goods, and they didn't need anything.
他们觉得他们已经富足，一样好处都不缺了。
But he saw it differently.
但是圣灵看的不是这样。
They're lukewarm.
他圣灵看见的是他们不冷不热。
Because you're lukewarm, I will spew you out of my mouth.
但是他说，因为你不冷不热，我就要把你们从我的口中吐出来。
Something wasn't burning anymore. The zeal wasn't there. The love for the kingdom of God or the Lord Jesus, it wasn't burning.
因为在他们里面已经那个火不再燃烧了，他们不再对神的国度燃烧。
When you read the book of Acts and you look at the stories of anybody, look at Peter, look at Paul, look at any of the apostles, and you find that every one of them were motivated and compulsed by the zeal that just ate them up.
但是当我们在使徒行传看见这些使徒，像彼得啊，像保罗，他们真的就是被神的这个火在燃烧着，他们做的事情都是这样子的迫切。
There were souls out there. It would have been so much easier for the church just to stay in Jerusalem.
对他们来说，如果教会都留在耶路撒冷，不是很容易吗？
No problems if we just stay right here and not go anywhere.
如果我们就是留在这里，我们不到别的地方去，就没有问题了。
It would have been good, better.
可能这事情还比较容易一点。
But the kingdom of God needed to spread.
但是神的国需要扩展。
Paul would go to a city like Athens, wholly given to idolatry, but just compulsed to go there to preach to them and to give to them the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
保罗他到了雅典，看见全城的人，全城的地方都充满了我偶像，他心里就是被这个火燃烧，他需要告诉他们，需要传福音给他们。
He'd go to Iconium and to Lystra, and he'd find souls there that would embrace the message that he was bringing to them.
他不管到以哥念，到路斯德，他就看见这些失落的灵魂，他心里就如同火烧。
But there was also fierce opposition in those places.
但是在那些地方确实有许多的这个艰难，许多的逼迫。
It's where they threw stones at Paul and dragged him out of the city and left him there as if he were dead.
在保罗在有一个地方他被石头打了打了人以为死了就把他拖出城去
The saints came around Paul prayed for him He got up His spirit revived He went on to the next city
然后呢圣徒们在他的 旁边为他祷告他起来了以后又继续的走
And then a little while later He goes back to Lystra and Iconium
过一阵子呢他又回去了以哥念他又回去了路斯德
I wouldn't have gone back to Lystra and Iconium They would have been X off my list
他为什么还要再回去呢他们可能都已经把他列入黑名单了
I'll go to California
是的我会去加州
I'll go there they treat me good there too They're nice to me
因为到加州呢他们对我很好
And I'll go to this place
我到这个地方
I'm not going to Lystra
但是我不会去路斯德
They tried to kill me in Lystra
因为在路斯德他们要杀我
啊 I gotta be crazy if I go back there
我若回去的话真的是疯了
Lord what wilt thou have me to do don't say Lystra Lord what wilt thou have me to do but don't say Lystra
主啊你可以叫我去任何的地方但是不要把我拆回去路斯德
But that was what the apostle Paul thought He said Lord whatever you want me to do there's a zeal I want to do what you want me to do I want your kingdom to come I want it to be built up here in this earth
但是保罗呢心中火热他对神说你猜我到什么地方都可以因为我就是要为你建立神的国度
If it costs me my life I'm willing to lay down my life
我甚至愿意舍下我的性命
My all, my everything Everything that I own it belongs to you
因为我自己的性命我的一切所有都是属于你的
Everything I have is a living sacrifice It's all yours, Lord.
我所有的呢都可以献上像一个活祭。
And when Paul gave himself, and when you give yourself to the work of the Lord, when he wakes you up from the dead and you become his disciple, there's a zeal that he wants to put into your heart by his spirit that motivates you and moves you like it moved the apostle.
当神把我们从罪恶过犯的死亡里呼喊出来以后呢他就要把我们里面的心里被火这个燃烧放一个热情在我们里面让我们可以出去做他的事工
I find that most people are zealous about something
因为我知道大部分的人都会为某些事情来热心
Come next week if you are in Santa Clara there are going to be a lot of people with red shirts onYou don't know about that, huh? Anybody want to tell her what's happening next week?
下个礼拜在 Santa Clara 有很多人穿红
Red shirts.
我不知道
Next week, there are going to a lot of people are going to have red shirts because the San Francisco 49ers football season is going to start.
因为下个礼拜那个足球队三藩市的 49er 要打球，所以有很多人会穿他们的衣服。
Anybody?
Sorry.
I just want to say this. This is off. You could shut the video, whatever.
好，现在这一段可以不用录影了。
Watch out! They're playing the New York Jets.
要小心啊！他们这次打的是纽约的足球队。
Don't send me emails after the game, just watch out. But anyway, I've seen them. They're fanatics.
我看过，他们真的是很狂，疯狂。
They're zealous.
因为他们很热情。
They're grown men.
他们都是大人。
Acting like 12-year-olds.
但是他们好像是十二岁的，他们表现的好像是十二岁的孩子一样。
Something is eating them up.
因为他们里面就是有一团的这个热情热火。
That's not bad.
这不是坏事。
I mean, it's okay in its place.
还可以。
I do that when the Knicks come around.
那当然，纽约队打的时候，我也是那样。
But is there something better that can really eat us up?
但是是不是有一个更好的事情可以让我们的心里充满热情
？My corporation, my job, my company.
或者就是我的公司，我的工作。
I'm driven.
我真的就是很努力。
I got a drive in me, but my boss loves me.
因为我非常的热忱，我的老板非常喜欢我。
I'm at work at 6 a.m. and I'm there until 9 p.m.
我早上六点钟就去上班，一直上到晚上九点钟。
And I'd like to go home, but I can't.
我想要回家，但是我没办法。
Because I'm a company man, I'm a zealot.
因为我心里很热情，我是属于公司的。
It's nice to enjoy where you're working, but that's a little over the top. But that guy wouldn't say it's over the top. He would say, well, that's just, I just have a great drive to see my company succeed.
这 对工作有热情是好的，但是这样子就有点过了，因为 他的整个人呢就是要希望看见他的公司能够成功。
So this guy wants the 49ers, this guy wants his company to succeed. We've got all kinds of other issues that we can latch on to and that drive and motivate and compulse us.
所以我们这个人呢，很可能我们的心被有某些的事情就是驱动着，有的人想要看这个足球队赢，有的人想要他的公司成功。
And then the Holy Spirit comes and says, hey, never, never be lacking in zeal.
但是圣灵来了，他却说你们永远永远不能缺乏这个火热。
The zeal for the house of God.
但是这是为了神的殿，神的家的这个火热。
That's the thing that eats me up.
这个是要来充满我们心
的。That's the driving force.
这要成为我们的驱动力。
And as Spurgeon or Ryle would say, that's just what happens when someone is filled with the Spirit of God.
斯布珍就说，这就是当一个人被圣灵充满以后的自然反应。
Now, how many disciples did Jesus have? I mean, when he picked them one by one, he had 12.
当主耶稣自己亲自挑选的时候，他挑选了十二个门徒。
Now, I know we know Peter, James, and John, right?
我只认识彼得、雅各、约翰。
Can you name the other?
你能够讲他们其他人的名字吗？
Paul? No.
Paul? 保罗？
Let me see now. Well, you can name them. I'm pretty sure some of you could.
我相信有些人可以再讲一些其他人的名字。
Some of those disciples, we don't know very much about it at all.
有些这些十二个使徒里面，我们真的不认识他们。
You know, one of the 12 disciples, his name was, well, not Simon Peter, but his name was Simon the Zealot.
其中一个使门徒呢，他的名字是西门，但是不是西门彼得，而是奋锐党的西门。
He's mentioned 4 times in the Bible.
在圣经里面，他被提到了一共四次。
And every time he's mentioned, that's all that's mentioned. Simon the Zealot. Simon the Zealot.Simon the Zealot, Simon the Zealot, let's forget everything else about him. That's all, it's just his name is there.
每一次呢，圣经里提到他，都是这么称呼他的，奋锐党的西门，奋锐党的西门，奋锐党的西门。
Now we know,
没有别的事情。
We know a few little things about him from historical accounts, but as far as the Bible is concerned, that's all he is, Simon the Zealot. I'm assuming that Simon the Zealot was once a zealot.
在教会历史里面，我们可以看见他的一些的信息，但是圣经里面都没有讲，只是说我们可以想象这个西门呢，他从前是加入过奋锐党的。
That's probably why they gave him that name.
这就是为什么他们就这么叫他。
Now it could have been to distinguish him from Simon Peter, but no, I think he was because he was probably at one time in his life a zealot.
我相信可能他曾经加入过奋锐党。
He was a Jew.
因为他是一个犹太人。
And he probably was a Jewish zealot.
所以他应该是一个犹太人加入了奋锐党的。
What's a Jewish zealot?
那这个是什么意思？
It's a Jew that is compulsed and just so eaten up and driven by the cause of the Jewish people.
那这个犹太的奋锐党呢，他们就是想要为犹太的人民来争取。
But this group that were called zealots had a political twist to them.
但是这个奋锐党呢，他们有很强的政治色彩。
They were the opposition party, especially an opposition party against the Roman government.
因为他们就是要来抵挡罗马政府的。
And they weren't interested in fair elections. They were not interested in fair elections.
他们所在乎的呢，不是要选举的时候公正公平。
They were terrorists.
因为他们等于就是恐怖主义、恐怖分子。
They would literally kill people in the Roman government if they could, probably all of them.
如果他们可以的话，他们可能会暗杀、刺杀、杀死所有的罗马的官员。
They would plot, they would scheme, they would try to subvert, they would do whatever they can. That was their group.
他们这个呢，他们就是在他们要有各式各样的方法，不管是潜伏啊、暗杀，他们就是要杀害罗马的官员。
And somewhere along the line, and I have no idea where, when, how, or why, but somewhere along the line, Simon the Zealot met Jesus.
我也不知道是怎么发生的，到底怎么回事。但是，西门这个奋锐党的西门。
And the thing that had driven Simon the Zealot at one time, I think, was God.
所以曾经是这么的使他热忱的想要参加奋锐党的这个热情呢就消失了。
Politics didn't eat him up anymore.
所以他不再为了政治而热忱热心。
He wasn't driven to fight against the cause of the Roman government.
他不再是这么的激进的想要抵挡罗马政府。
Something else displaced that zeal, and he began to be filled with the zeal for something called the kingdom of God.
因为在他里面有一个新的热情，这就是神的国度。
And he began to be employed by this man named Jesus. And he began to be a follower and a disciple of Jesus. And he began to learn from Jesus. And one of the things he was taught by Jesus is that the zeal of the Father's house will begin to eat you up.
所以他开始跟随了耶稣，开始跟耶稣学习。他学习的其中的一件事情就是耶稣的心呢，是为着神的殿，心里焦急，如同火烧，是这样的热情。
He was changed.
所以他这个人被改变了。
Now, I don't know all that as a fact, because I don't know anything more about Simon Zealot than he's named, but he was a disciple of Jesus.
我其他的事情知道的不多，因为圣经没有说，但是他成为了耶稣的门徒。
Just one interesting thing is there was another disciple of Jesus whose name was Matthew.
但是有很有意思的就是耶稣的门徒里面有另外一个人就是马太。
You know who the Zealots hated particularly?
你知道奋锐党的人特别恨什么样的人吗？
Not everybody named Matthew.
不是每一个人都名字叫做马太。
But they hated any Jew that would take a job as a tax collector for the Roman government and collect the taxes for the Roman government from the Jewish people.
但是奋锐党的人最恨的就是犹太人，他们却为罗马的官员呢征收犹太人的税。
If I could get my hands on Matthew's neck,
如果我能够掐住马太的脖子，
I would squeeze it.
我就要把他掐死。
Simon the Zealot, Matthew, two disciples of Jesus. You think Jesus had some problems to work through?
突然，这个奋锐党的西门跟税吏马太，他们同时成为了耶稣的门徒。你会不会觉得耶稣可能有一些的家里的问题？
But then he picked her and he picked her. You think he had some problems to work through there?
但是耶稣也同时选了你，选了他。
He picks this one.
你觉得耶稣是不是也要在中间有一些什么的作为？
He picks you and we rub each other the wrong way and we're from different backgrounds and I'm not Asian.
那神选了一些人，这些人彼此互相有摩擦，就像我也不是亚洲人。
I don't know what you eat sometimes.
我也不知道。你平常 what you eat?
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
我也不知道你们平常吃些什么东西。
But you do and you like it.
我知道你们喜欢。
But whatever the background, whatever the nationality, whatever we once were, we come together and we're just meshed and united together in the city of God.
但是不管我们的背景怎么样，我们的从哪里来，但是当神把我们放在一起的时候，我们就成了神的城。
There's no barbarian or Scythian. There's no Jew, no Gentile, no male, no female. We're all just one.
我们中间呢也没有犹太人，也没有希腊人、化外人，也无男无女，我们都在耶稣里合为一。
And maybe it took a little while before Simon the Zealot and Matthew could talk to each other.
我想那个奋锐党的西门跟税吏马太可能要一些时间的磨合才开始有沟通
maybe,
有说话。
Maybe when Jesus before he left in the upper room he went to the disciples and he said, hey, love one another.
这就是为什么耶稣在上十字架之前他告诉门徒们你们要彼此相爱。
I don't know, but wouldn't it be interesting if he took Simon and he was sitting right next to Matthew and he looked at them both and he said, hey, love one another.
我想或许呢他就抓住西门的手还抓住马太的手然后说你们要彼此相爱。
Because I got work for you to do.
因为我有工作要你们做。
And you got to get out into the highways and byways and I want to use both of you but I can't love one another.
你们必须要出去为我做工但是我要用你们但是现在不行。
And I think Simon the Zealot wasn't any more zealous for the Roman for the Jewish cause, but he became a zealot for Jesus.
但是这个奋锐党的西门呢，他不再只是为了奋锐党来热心，他现在是为了神的国，为了耶稣而热心。
History would tell us that he took the gospel to another region of the world and he lost his life and was martyred for his faith.
教会历史告诉我们，后来呢，奋锐党的西门，他就为了他出去传福音，然后为主殉道。
But I want to just give it all because he deserves it all.
我要把所有的都奉献给主，因为他配得。
From him are all things, and to him are all things. He deserves the glory.
因为从我所有的都是从他而来，也向他而去，他配得一切。
That seal needs to mark, and I pray that it continues to mark SVCA and all of us as we go forward.
当我们在继续往前的时候，我希望我们不管我们的教会 SVCA 还有我们个人身上都有这样子的印记，就是这个热情。
Because you can lose that.
因为这个是会丢掉的。
You can get old.
可能会开始就
it gets boring. It's the same thing again.
可能呢，这就开始慢慢的会淡化，会褪去的。
Go through another Labor Day conference and then another year and another, and they just pile up, and we kind of get easy going.
或许呢，我们就会觉得又来了，又是一次的劳工节特会。慢慢的，我们就失去了这个热情。
And into the house of God, into the city of God, creep in these money changers or some animals.
这就为什么后来在圣殿里，在神的家里面，就慢慢的开始有这些卖牛羊的啊，还有兑换银钱的。
Some other loves come, and as Jesus told in the parable, some things are in there, and they begin to choke out the seed of the word of God.
所以呢，我们就会有其他的爱好，其他的喜好，就像耶稣说，这个今生的爱好就开始来把神的道挤住了。
There was a tennis player a number of years ago. The U.S. Open is going on now back in New York.
现在在纽约呢，就是正在 U.S. Open 这个网球比赛。
That's right, in my backyard. I mean, a few minutes from where we live is where they're playing right now.
他们现在打的地方就在我家附近。
I'm not a big tennis player, but years ago there was a guy named Pete Sampras.
几年以前呢，有这么一个网球明星，他叫 Pete Sampras.
He was American, and we rooted for him a lot.
他是美国的网球明星，所以我们就为他加油。
And kind of in the prime, maybe the end of his prime, but he retired from playing tennis.
但是呢，突然呢，他就退休了，不打球了，不打网球了。
Unusual, you wouldn't think that he would have retired because he still had some left that he could have given, but he just stopped. He retired.
那我们都很惊讶，因为不应该这么早就退休了，但是他退休了。
And in an interview after that, somebody asked him, "Why is it, Pete? You stopped? Why did you quit before you really lost all your skills or before you were on the downhill? Why did you stop when you were pretty much near the top of your game?"
后来呢，就有记者访问他，为什么你要退休呢？你其实现在打得还很好啊，你并没有开始走下坡，为什么现在就要退休
？And his answer was because every time before a match, I would be in the locker room and I would change into my shorts and my top, and before I left the locker room, I'd always slap the floor and get psyched up.
因为他说，从前呢，我在打球之前，我在更衣室换衣服的时候，以后呢，我就会敲打这个地，一直到我整个人振奋起来。
But then he said, I found that I'd suit up, but I wasn't slapping the floor anymore.
但是他说，后来呢，我慢慢的发现，我换完了衣服以后，我并没有在打地了，并没有在振奋起来。
I wasn't so psyched up to go out there and play the tennis match. I was just going through the motions.
我不再为打球而振奋起来，我不过就是好像就是走程序一样的在打球。
I lost the drive.
我失去了那个驱动力。
No more zeal.
再也没有这个热忱了。
You know, I think sometimes we can get like that if we're not careful.
我想有的时候，如果我们不小心，我们也很可能变成这样。
You know, next time it's time to come to the house of God, what you should do is slap the floor.
所以或许下一次我们要来到神的家以前，我们就来打地，让这
我们的心振奋起来。Let's go. Let's go. We're going to the house of the Lord.
让我们一起去神的家。
You think, wow, that's crazy. That's not.
你会觉得这有点太疯狂了。
That's what David did.
但是这就是大卫做的。
Oh, I don't know if he slapped the floor, but David said, I was glad. I was glad when they said to me, let's go to the house of the Lord.
我不知道大卫有没有打地，但是他说，当人向我说到耶和华的殿里去守节，我就欢喜。
And he had a purpose and a passion.
因为他有一个目标，而且他有热忱。
I just want to go to the house of the Lord and behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple.
因为我就是要到神的家里，我要在他的殿里求问，在他殿里瞻仰他的荣美。
Nothing else matters. I don't care how many sheep I got. I don't care how many sheep I have.
我不管我到底有多少羊。
I don't care if Saul's chasing me or not anymore.
我也不在乎扫罗到底是不是还在追杀我。
One thing have I desired, and that one thing I will seek after. I just want to be in the house of the Lord.
我只有一件事，有一件事我曾寻求，就是我要住在耶和华的殿中，要瞻仰他的荣美。
That's where His presence is.
住在他的同在里面。
That's where His glory is.
在他的荣耀里面。
And that's where I want to be.
这就是我要。在的地方
Take everything the world offers. It's not interesting to me anymore.
不管这个世界给我什么，你都可以拿走，我不在乎了。
Oh, that I might know Him.
我只要认识他。
That I might know the power of His resurrection, the fellowship of His suffering. Paul said.
我只要认识他，晓得他复活的大能，与他一
同
受苦。
Nothing else matters. Nothing else is important.
别的事情都不重要了，都不在乎了。
The songwriter writes, "Take the world."But give me Jesus.
我们说，你可以把世界拿走，但是要给我耶稣。
All the joys out there that the world offers are just but a name.
那些世界所能给我的享受呢？不过都
是。But His love abides ever.
但是这些东西都不能够存到永远。
David looked around and saw the birds that were making their nest in their home in the eaves of the house of God.
就像那些燕子啊和麻雀，他们在殿的角
David looked at those birds and he said, "Boy, I'm envious of them."
在那里筑巢，那大卫呢就开始羡慕他们。
They get to dwell in the house of the Lord all the time.
因为燕子和麻雀在圣殿里找
They live there. They make their nest there. They live there. They make their nest there.
因为他们住在那里，他们在那里筑巢。
Maybe you feel that way after today.
或许今天以后你也希望
你有那种感觉。Feel like you've lived here all day. You make your nest here all day.
你希望在这里筑巢，你可以住在这里。
Then slap the floor and say, "Oh, thank God, I've been in Your presence all day."
所以我们要来打地说，主啊，感谢你，我今天一整天都活在你的同在里。
And we come down from the mountain, or when you come out of the upper room, and wherever you go tomorrow, you can slap the floor tomorrow morning and say, "Lord, thank You, I'm going to be in Your presence all day today."
今天我们从这里离开，我们下了小楼，我们下了变化山。明天我们还是可以打地说：“主啊，感谢你，我今天又要一整天活在你的同在里。”
F.B. Meyer said, "Church indifference grieves the heart of God gives us the heart of God as much grief as the world's iniquity."
F.B. Meyer 他说了这么一句话，他说：“教会的冷漠。”跟世人的罪同样使神的心伤心。
He also, F.B. Meyer said, "Lord, clothe me with zeal, no matter how uncomfortable it makes other people feel."
F.B. Meyer 同时就说：“神啊，你为我穿上这个热情、热忱，不管这个是不是让别人感觉到不舒服。”
Never be lacking in zeal.
一直都不要缺乏这个心
热情。As we wait for the return of Jesus Christ and the second coming of Jesus Christ, He wants us to be filled with zeal and carry on His work.
当我们等候我们的救主耶稣基督的显现的时候，他要我们热心为善。
And if you feel that the fire is diminished,
如果你感觉你里面的火已经开始渐渐的退去，
that first love that once burned and compulsed you.
那个起初的爱曾经这么样的在你里头燃烧。
If there ever comes a time when you feel it's not burning as it ought to burn, it's not like it used to be.
或许你感觉不是像从前那样子的在我心里焚烧。
Yeah, there's an old song. It's not found in any hymnal, and it's not really even a Christian song, but it says, "Put another log on the fire."
有一首歌呢，它不是基督徒唱的歌，但是他就说让这个在火里要加柴。
Proverbs 26 says, "For lack of wood, the fire goes out."
就在箴言26章20节说，
we come,
火缺了柴就必熄灭。
We come together for the wood.
因为我们在一起可以取木材。
We come together for the oil.
我们在一起可以取木材。
We come together to be filled with the glory of God.
我们在一起要被神的荣耀充满。
For Him to stir up within us what it is that He has given and entrusted to us.
让我们神已经放在我们里面的可以重新再点望起来
every one, of us, every one of us will need that from time to time
因为我们每一个人呢都常常需要这个
We'll need a renewing of what it is that he's begun to do in us and what he's done for us
让神已经在我们里面做的事情重新再更新
Paul said to Timothy Timothy God's done something for you when we laid hands on you he set something into your soul stir up that gift fan into flame
对保罗对提摩太说我要提醒你将使你将神借我按手所赐给你的恩赐如火再眺望起来
And God by his spirit
借着神的灵
wants to fill us afresh
让我他要重新的来充满我们
and continually cause us to be being filled with his spirit
并且让我们持续的被圣灵充满
Yes, so that we might have the boldness to go out
所以我们可以有这个勇敢的心可以出去
Yes, that our ministry might be anointed by him and effectual and effective
所以我们的事工可以有果效
And to that end, Lord, stir up that fire within me and never let it go out
所以主啊让你把我里面的火再眺望起来不要让它熄灭
I love to be around people that have a fire
我喜欢在有火的人当中
I've seen a lot of old men, old preachers in their 90s.
我看过一些传道人，他们已经都九十几岁了。
And maybe to get them up here on the platform, you'd need to help them because they couldn't do it on their own anymore.
他们已经很年老了，可能要上讲台都不容易，还必须别人来搀扶。
Maybe they didn't have the strength to throw their arms out or to raise their voices.
或许他们已经不再有力量可以双手举起来大声的唱歌赞美神
But when they opened their mouth you knew that there was a fire that was burning in their soul
但是当他们开口讲话的时候你就知道他们里面有一把火
And it never went out
这把火一直都没有熄灭
I not only think of older men I think of younger men too
我可以想到的这些老人家而且我也可以想到一些年轻人
Your pastor'sBeen my friend for a long time back to Orange Avenue.
余牧师跟我已经是好多年的朋友，从 Orange Avenue 的时候就开始。
And when they were young,
当余牧师还年轻的时候
，You know, Brother Yu the other night told us how old he was, and I said, "Wow, he's getting old."
余牧师那天跟我讲他几岁，我说哇，他也老了。
And then I remembered he's my age.
然后我就想到哦，我跟他同岁，同样年龄。
I remember Brother Yu and Sister Nancy. I remember them when they were many years ago.
但是我记得的余牧师、余师母都是很多年以前他们的样子。
Same fire.
仍然同样的一把火。
Same fire 25 years ago still burning.
25年前的那把火如今仍然在他们心里燃烧
It may be burning brighter
可能更明亮
And it eats them up
而且正在他们的心里 占据他们
It's something that only God can do for us
这个只有神能够为我们做
It's only what he can put into our souls You can't worry, it's not type A personality It's not, you know, trying to make a lot of emotion
这个不是跟我们的个性没有关系，这是神做的。
Spirit of the living God，
因为这是神圣灵的灵，圣灵。
Oh, fall fresh on us.
然后充满我们。
Let that fire of divine love for your kingdom, for your people, for your work, for this house of God, let it burn.
让这个火能够降在你的家里，降在你的百姓，燃烧在我们当中。
And if you are Ernie the zealot for something else other than the kingdom of God.
如果我们现在心里所火热的不是神的国
He'll call you to follow him and he'll change the cause of the zeal inside of you.
他现在正在呼召你而且他要把你心里的热情改变
And the zeal for his house
让你的心是为着他的国 为着他的殿心里焦急如同火烧
Father, we thank you.
天父，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you for the city of God and the kingdom of God.
主啊，我们感谢你，为了你的国度，为了你的城。
The church that you're building.
啊，为你在这里所建立的教会。
We thank you for the part of that building that's going on here in SVCA.
主啊，我们为这个建堂的事工在 SVCA 感谢你。
Lord, I pray that you will keep a fire burning in every one of these precious saints of yours.
主啊，我们求你让这个火继续的在每一位宝贵的圣徒心中燃烧。
Lord, continue to stoke the flames.
主啊，继续的把这个火挑旺。
By your word and by your spirit.
借着你的话，借着你的灵。
Lord, we pray that we might be diligent and careful to stir up what it is that you put inside.
主啊，我祷告，让我们可以真的小心的，能够把你所赐给我们的再重新眺望起来。
Let it not be ever in any of us mundane, common, ordinary, but Lord, help us to slap the floor.
主啊，让我们不要再只是好像心里不冷不热，让我们都来打这个地。
Lord, we pray that as we go out into the community in the Silicon Valley, that as was prayed earlier, that there will be souls around us that see Christ in us.
主啊，当我们出去的时候，当我们走在这个细谷的时候，主啊，让我们看，让这些失落的灵魂可以看见我们。
As we've sung and as we've prayed, let Christ be magnified in me.
就像我们所唱的，也是我们祷告的，愿基督在我们身上显大。
So thank you, Lord, for all you've done.
主啊，为你所做成的工，我们感谢你。
Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing.
主啊，谢谢你现在做的工。
But Lord, tonight we also thank you for what you will yet do.
而且我们也要为你将来要在我们中间做的工来感谢你。
Help us to be faithful people.
主啊，帮助我们成为忠心的百姓。
Faithful to the call and to the message that you've entrusted to us.
让我们对你所对我们的呼召，还有你给我们的托付忠心。
And Lord, we pray that we will never be lacking in zeal.
主啊，我们祷告，我们永远不会失去这个热忱。
And we pray it for the honor and for the glory of your kingdom.
主啊，我们为你国度的荣耀祷告。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
There's a song I wonder if we could sing together in closing tonight.
在我们结束的时候，让我们来唱一首诗歌，焚烧在我心内。
It's burning in my soul. It's burning in my soul. The fire of heavenly love is burning.My soul.
焚烧在我心内。
Now, this is the kind of song you're not supposed to sing. It's burning in.
当我们唱的时候，就不要垂头丧气的唱。
But you're not supposed to put on an act either.
但是也不要假装。
You're not supposed to try to do something that you don't feel.
但是也不要我们根本不是那样的情形而装假。
But if you feel it, then sing it as if you feel it from within.
但是如果我们心里感觉到 我们就唱出来
Let's start with the chorus
从副歌开始唱
'Tis burning in my soul 'Tis burning in my soul The fire of heavenly love is burning in my soul The Holy Spirit came Oh glory to His name The fire of heavenlyForsakes the heart to keep me every hour at needful grace apart. And since His Spirit came to take supreme control, a loving wind of flame is burning in my soul. Is burning in my soul. Is burning in my soul. A fire of heavenly love is burning in my soul.Holy Spirit came, oh glory to His name. A fire of heavenly love is burning in my soul. Before the cross I bow, upon the altar lay, a willing offering now, my all from day to day. My strength is made of Christ, my name He sweetly calls, upon the sacrifice.Oh, glory to His name. I want to just sing the chorus with you, but I want the ladies to start.
但是在我们唱
I want all the ladies to sing 'Tis Burning in My Soul.
让我想姐妹们先来唱
And then I want all the men to sing 'Tis Burning in My Soul.
然后弟兄们也唱
Then we're all going to sing
'The
Fire of Heavenly Love is Burning in My Soul. Ladies, you start. Ready, women?From the one side to the other, consume every one of us with that fire of your divine love. And we'll be careful to give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory. In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
'Tis burning in my soul. 'Tis burning.Thank you.